Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mor of Dovis Ben of Yosef, as well as for a continued four shleimah for Dov Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksubas daf Ayin Zayin. It's the last daf in the seventh parak of Ksubas, and the last daf in Masifta number four. Two more Masiftas to go. We left off at the two lines from the bottom of Ayin Vav and Beis. Says the Gemara, today's daf is a very long daf. There's some agadata in today's daf. At the end of yesterday's shiur, Tzvika said, I'm ready for some agadata. So I told him this morning, he didn't know. And Tzvika said, if he knew this tefillah and Ella would be answered so quickly, he probably would have asked for a few other things. Not necessarily just that that you should have agadata in today's daf, but Hashem answered his tefillah right away. Anyway, here we go. It's a very long...
There's still time.
So it's a very long daf. It's a very long daf, so you may have to hold on to your seats a little bit, because at the end, we're going to start cruising. So hold on to your seats. Here we go. So the Mishnah had presented a halacha that certain mumim, the Mishnah said that if a man is makadish, a woman, so we said if the mumim were found in Beis Av, then the father has to bring a raya. If the woman were found in the Beis Aval, then the Baal has to bring a raya. But then the Gemara said that, and the Gemara had said also, the Mishnah had said, take a look at it inside. So the Mishnah had said that Rav Meir and Chachamim have a machlokes. Let's get back to the Mishnah. Somebody help me. Where was that Mishnah? I got to like turn 10 pages to find it. The Mishnah was, where? Ayin Hey. Okay. The Mishnah was, so the Mishnah had said, Amid Aleph and Amid Beis. Ayin Hey Amid Aleph. So the Mishnah had said, that was what we said. But then, so the Mishnah had said, when do we have this machloket? When do we have this halacha? Rabbi Chacham said, "Amedvar Amurim." When do we say that he could claim? He could bring Edom and be believed that when do we say that the husband could make a claim against the woman that I didn't know about them? That's only if they're hidden mumen. But if I didn't know about them, you know, these mumen happened beforehand, and it's a mekach tos, I didn't know about them. That's only by hidden mumen. But public mumen, he saw them, and he was makabel them, so he can't make any claim. Even if he would claim that they were there from beforehand, but they were public mumen, very nice they were there, but he saw them. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, v'nichpa k'mumen shebesei sahave, an epileptic who has seizures, that's considered to be a hidden mum, because, you know, so therefore he can make a claim about them. That's only if the seizures happen at very specific times, so the girl could have known when the seizures were coming and hid them. But if the seizures happen like totally at a random time that she can't control, so then obviously she couldn't control it. It would have been something that he would have seen, and he accepted it. Says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Ha'ish shenoldu bo mumin, ein kofenos alahotzi. So if a man develops, so till now we're talking about the woman's mumin. What about if the man develops mumin? So we do not force the husband to divorce his wife if he gets mumin. Amar Shimon Gamliel, b'medvar b'mumin haktanim. That's if it's a small mum that most women are not makbid. Avol b'mumin agdolin, but if it's a big mum that most women be makbid, kofenos alahotzi. Then even if the mum happens in him, we force him to divorce. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda tani noldu, chia barav tani hayu. What case is the Mishnah talking about? If he develops mumin after they get married, or no? He had these mumin from before they were married. Manda amar noldu kol shekein hayu. The one who says that we don't force him to divorce her when the mumin developed later, kal v'chomer if he had the mumin from before because she saw them and accepted them. Dechasavra v'kibla. Manda amar hayu, but the one who says that we don't force him to divorce her if they were there all along, avol noldu lo. But if they were developed afterwards, then we do force him to divorce because they weren't here originally. She says, I can't deal with these. Now we're going to try and bring a proof to one of these two cases. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Good morning, Jeremy, Yisrael, Moshe, Ramordechai, Chanachenach, Avi, Dr. Joe, Yitzhak Yosef, Harav Eliezer Dov, Gershon Eitan, and Svika. Tanan. Amar Mishim Gamliel Bamed, Varamorim, B'mumin Tanim. When do we say that we don't force him to divorce if it's a small mumma? If it's a large mumma, we force him to divorce. I understand if you tell me that the mumma happened after the marriage. That's where there's a difference between big ones and small ones. El amando amar hayu, but according to the opinion that says these mumma were there all along, mali gedol mali ktanim hasar v'kibla. The svar is that she, whatever it is, she saw it and accepted it. So who cares whether they were bigger or they were smaller? Should be no difference. At the end of the day, she saw them and accept them. Answer the Gemara. No. even if they were there all along, kesvurhi she chol kabel v'achshav eini chol kabel. So by small mumma we say, doesn't make sense. Shouldn't make a difference. If she thought she could accept it, then she should still be able to accept it. But by a big mum, we could say she thought she would accept it, but by the end, she feels she can't accept it. And therefore, you have no raya that we're talking about dafka where they came afterwards. The Elohein mum gedolim. Now, says the Gemara, what are examples of mum gedolim? Pirusham shim gamliel kagon, nismes eno nikta yado nishpa raglo. One eye becomes blind, one hand gets chopped off, or one leg breaks. The Mefarshim say here, if the Shita Mekubetzes in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's only if one eye gets, the Gemara is talking about, but if both eyes, or both arms, or both legs, then for sure we would divorce him, because it's like he's batel min ha'olam. Wow. It's very strong language. So that's the way most Rishonim seem to understand the Gemara. Itmar, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, that by Mumen Gedolim, we force him to divorce. Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha Derei Chachamim, that no, even by Mumen Gedolim, we do not force him to divorce. Ask the Gemara, Omi, Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, that we follow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel only by this Halacha? Amar Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan, Chom Malkum Shishan Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mishnasenu, famous Gemara. Every place Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said a Halacha in a Mishnah, Halacha kamosa, we follow the halacha like him. Chutz me arev v'tzidon v'raya achrona. Except for these three cases, arev v'tzidon v'raya achrona, we always follow him. So what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? Dafka here, we follow him. It sounds like he's saying dafka here. This is a special case that we follow him. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan say we follow him everywhere except for these three cases? What are these three cases? In Bava Basra's discussion about if the lova has nechasim, can the Malva collect from the Arev? And in Gittin, that's Tzidon. A story happened in Tzidon that a man said to a woman, "Harei zegiteich amanas, that you give me, you give me a silk shirt," and he lost it. So the question is whether she has to pay for the shirt. And it's Sanhedrin Raya Chrona. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if the Nitba brings Edim or a Raya after the Psak Din, you could reject the din based on Chacham, say no, after the Psak Din, it's over already. So there's three cases. So that's the only places we don't follow Shem Gamliel. And it's the Gemara, you're right. Amoroyim nilu Rabbi Yochanan. It's a machlokas Amoroyim. One opinion had Rabbi Yochanan saying that we follow Rabbi Shem Gamliel everywhere except for those three. And other places say no, not everywhere. And that's why he had to say the halachas like Shem Gamliel in this case. New Mishnah, says the Mishnah. The elu shekofen oso lahotzi. What are considered to be mumen that we do force the husband to divorce his wife? Mukeshchin. If he has this affliction, he has boils all over his body. Baal polipus. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. The hamakamets. Someone who collects dog dung for fertilizer. The hamitzarif nechoshes. Someone who makes copper. It's a very smelly job. The habursi, a tanner who deals with smelly animal hides all day. Bein shahayu, ad shalom nisu, these mumen, whether he had these before he got married, ubei mishanisu, whether he did them after they married, noldu, or he got them afterwards. Val kulan, on all these mumen are mayor, afapishet, hisna ima, yicholhi, even though he told her in advance, listen, I'm a garbage collector, I thought I could live with you with this, but now I see that I just can't live with it. No, the Chacham disagree. No, if she agreed to it beforehand, she has to stick with it. You have to stick with your word. except for Mukashrin, because this illness of Mukashrin causes his flesh to literally fall off his body. And no one should be expected to live with that. Maisa b'tzidon b'boi se'echad shemes. A story happened in Sidon with a certain tanner that died without kids, and his wife required Yibum. V'hayalo ach borsi. His brother was a tanner. Also, Amr Chachamim, Yichol Yishatomer La'achicha Yisichol Akabel. Okay, your brother was a nice guy, so I dealt with the fact that he was a smelly tanner. Ulacha ain't Yichol Akabel, but I ain't doing even with you, and that is good grounds for Chalitza. The Ritva says, so we force him to do Chalitza. Says the Gemara, my Baal Polipus, what type of illness is that? Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Reach HaChotem. Bad breath comes out of his nose. When I see sound of Reach HaPeh, bad breath comes out of his mouth. Rav Asi Masti Ibcha, that it's Shmuel who said the mouth, and the Brisa said the nose. Umanach Beisimana, and the way that you know that it was Shmuel who said Polipus means bad breath in the mouth, Shmuel lo pasik pume mi kule pirkin. Shmuel was an expert at learning this parak. His mouth never stopped speaking about the Torah from this parak. So by the fact that Shmuel is the one associated with the mouth, that's the way we remember that Shmuel was the one who said the mouth. Vahamakamets, a guy who collects dung. My makamets, the Gemara doesn't know exactly what makamets means. I'm reading the Zamakamets tsoas klovim, dog dung, I guess for fertilizer. Mesve makamets zebursi, it's a tanner. Says Gemara, what? It says it both. Tamech tishilach mastisen hamakamets outside of klovim bursi. You see, makamets and bursi are two different things. I can say it's the same thing. It says Gemara bishlam mastisen lokasha kan bursi gadol kan bursi katan. Big hides or small hides. El Rabbi Yehuda kasha. Our answer is Tanai, it's Machluk Tanai. The Sani Mekamez Zaborsi, the Yeshomer, Zamakamez Soas Klovim. Amitzav Nechosh Zaborsi. My Mitzav Nechosh, what does it mean? Somebody who makes copper, Ravashi, Omar, Chashle Dude. He smoothens copper to make pots out of it. Rabbi Babrachana, Omar, Zamachatech Nechosh Meikaro. He mines copper from its place, very smelly job. Tani Kabasi, the Rabbi Babrachana, Ezum Mitzarev, Zamachatech Nechosh Meikaro. He mines it from the place that it grows, in quotes. Amarav, Ha'omer Eini Zan Ve'Eini Mefarnes Yotzi V'Tein Ksuba. If a man says to his wife, I'm not giving you food, and I'm not giving you other things, he has to divorce and he has to give her the Ksuba. Azor Rabbi Lazar Amar L'Shmaita Kamei D'Shmuel. Rabbi Lazar went and he told this statement of Rav to Shmuel. Amar Achsua Sare Le'Lazar. We should feed you, Elazar, barley for saying this. Doesn't make any sense. Aj kofros olahotzi yichfu lazin. Instead of forcing his wife to the man to divorce his wife, why don't we just force him to feed her? Rav who said we force you to divorce, he could say no. Ain't adam darim nachash mekfifa. What, every time she needs food, she's going to go to Bezin and he's going to force him to? A woman shouldn't have to deal with that. That every time that she needs food, you can't live with a snake in the same house. Guy's mamash being a snake doesn't want to feed her. It's grounds for divorce. Say the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rit for the Rambam. If it's impossible to force a husband to feed, let's say he doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the money. He's a low yitzlach. And he mamash doesn't have money to feed her. He only has money to feed himself. He's a very poor person. Or he doesn't want to get a job. Or he just doesn't have it. So Shmuel admits that we force him to divorce. It's only if he has the money that Shmuel says we don't force him to divorce, you force him to pay. But if he doesn't have it, then everyone agrees you force him to divorce. The Ritva adds, if you could put a cheirim on him and force him to get a job and to feed his wife, even in that case, Shmuel says we would force him to feed her. Kisalik Rabbi back in the mark. Kisalik Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera went, right? Usually the Gemara has Kiasa, but this is Kisalik. When Rabbi Zera went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rabbi Binyamin by Yefes, the Yosef of Karmala, Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, he said this halacha that we forced the husband to divorce. If he's not supporting his wife, he refuses to support his wife, we force him to divorce her. He said this halacha to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, al da aksu asar on the laws of Bavel. the fact that somebody said this in the name of Rav, they forced Elazar to eat barley in Bavel, meaning this is a wrong teaching. I'm reading my Rav Asi. Ein ma'asin ella lipsulos. We only force a man to divorce his wife if the marriage is an illicit marriage. She's puzzled him. Now, there's a big question what this means. What do you mean? We just said if there's woman, we force the divorce. Some say no. In terms of marriage, we only force you to divorce if your wife is puzzled to you, as opposed to if you've been living together for 10 years and you don't have kids. That's what it's coming to contrast. It's a big discussion. Some have a different gears in the Gemara here. Not ein ma'as l'psulos, rather just ma'as l'psulos. We do force you to divorce if your wife is a puzzle on you. The Gemara is going to explain it in a minute. Kamisa kamei de Shmuel, Amar, what's an example of ma'as l'psulos that we force a guy to divorce his wife if he's married to a girl that he's not allowed to be married to? Amar kagon, aman l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutzel kohen hedjo, mamzer asun asin l'yisrael, basisol asun l'mamzer. All these are asim midoraisa. Aval, nasa ishi v'shayim ma'asa shanam v'liyolda, if he's married 10 years to a girl and they don't have kids, ain kofen oso. We don't force them to divorce. Rav Tachli bar Rami Mishmuel, afi nasa ishi v'shayim ma'asa shanam v'liyolda, kofen oso, no. Even in that case, we do force him to divorce her because he's not makam as a peruvu. The Rishon HaMask over here, why are we forcing him to divorce? Let him just go marry somebody else. Let him marry another wife. She's not mechoyev peruvu, so why are we forcing him to divorce? So they explain, the Gemara is going to explain in a minute, that we're afraid he's not going to want to marry somebody else once he has one wife. It's hard enough to keep one wife happy. He's going to have to keep two wives happy. That's going to be very difficult. So we force him to divorce to encourage him to marry somebody else so that he will be mekayim the mitzvah of peruvu. Thank you, Tzvika. Tanan, Elish Kovanos Alahotzi, Mukesh Chenu Baal Polipus, Bishlam Alarav Asi, Derabonan Ktani, Dairaisa Loktani, Ella, Larav Tachliva Baravimi, Listne Nasa Isha Vishayama Eseshana Velo Yalda Kovanos. Why doesn't the Mishnah list that one? That's also, it's also Din Derabonan. So why didn't the Mishnah list that one? I'm Rav Nachman, Loikasha, Ha Bimile Ha Bishute. When Rav Tachlifa said that we force a man to divorce his wife when they lived together for 10 years, didn't have kids, it didn't mean that we actually really force him. We just strongly encourage him with words. It says the Gemara, come on, Master Rabbi, that's not what it says. Bidvarm liyusa evan, what do words help? Words doesn't help anybody. That's not called forcing somebody to divorce you. You try to encourage him nicely, you know he's not going to listen to you. Elam Rav Abba, Hava Habashuti. Now both of them are talking about where you're forced into divorce with sticks, where you actually beat them up. Hasam ki amra havina ba'adei shavkinala. In the case of the Mishnah, if the woman says, I'm a kabel the woman, so then we let them stay married. But hacha, as far as being married for 10 years without kids, afakav d'amra havina ba'adei, even though she says, I want to stay married to him, lo shavkinala. We don't allow her because it's not for her, it's for him. So if she says she wants to stay married, even though they haven't had kids for 10 years, nevertheless, we still force them to divorce. Because it's not for her good, it's for his benefit. But by mukeshchin, it's not chutz min mukeshchin. Yet it states that in the Mishnah. It says, Gemara hasam ki amra dayarna badei besahadei shavkinala. Even the case of Mukeshchid, if she says, I'm willing to stay married to him, as long as they're Adam, that we never have relations, that'll protect me, so then we listen to her. But Hacha, by the case of a woman who didn't give birth, even if she says, I want to stay married to him, and I want there to be witnesses that we want to have relations, we do not allow them to stay married, because it's not for her benefit, it's for his benefit, and therefore, they cannot stay married in such a case.
So the assumption is that the problem is on her and not him.
Yeah. Well, we have to at least think about that possibility and try with another woman so that maybe it'll be better. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Sachli Zakanekam Ashishayim, Esrim Varba Mukeshchina. There's 24 types of this illness of boils. Vekulan Amacham Tashish Kashalehem. Ubali Rasan Kashimikulan. All 24 versions of Mukeshchina. Having relations causes his his skin to fall off, and this illness called Rasan, which is one of the type of shchin, and it happens because a certain animal, a certain bug, is found on his forehead, and it lodges itself on his forehead and causes all this shchin. Kasha mikulan, having marital relations with that version of mukesh shchin is the worst version of all of them, and that's gonna launch us into the agadata here. Says the Gemara, memai have, how does this bali rasan, how does this illness happen? The sanya, hikizdam b'shimesh having labanim visikin, person who does bloodletting and then he has marital relations while he's in the weakened state, he's gonna have kids who are very weak. Hey kizu shneihem, if both the man and the woman have marital relation, did bloodletting, and then they had marital relations, vishimshu, having labanim bali rasan, then they're gonna have kids who are really, really weak and they have this illness called rasan. Amar papa lo amaron elo delo toimidi, that's only if they don't eat after the procedure. Aval toimidi, but if they eat in between the bloodletting and the relations, less lanba, they're not gonna have these weak kids. My simone, how do you know somebody has rasan? Dalfan Aine, his eyes are tearing all the time, Vidaibi Nihire, and there's mucus coming out of his nose all the time, Vaisla Rira Mipume, and there's spittle coming out of his mouth all the time. The Ramu Didche Ilave, and bugs are always all over him. Umaya Suse, how do you heal this illness? I'm Rabaye, Pila Veludna, some mint and some wormwood, girda de egoza, bark from an egos tree. What's egos?
A nut tree.
Yeah, like what kind of a nut though? Okay, the girda de ashpa, and the stuff that you scrape off an animal's skin when you tan it, the kalil malka, and a certain type of flower, umaschala de dikla sumka, and the bark or the peel from red dates. The shalak lubadi adadi, you cook this whole mixture together. Umaila the base of the shisha. You take the sick person inside a house that's made with marble, so there's no wind. Below base of the shisha, if you can't find a house marble, maila the base of the shav libne varicha. If you can't find a marble house, bring him into a house that has seven, that's fortified with seven rows of bricks. Seven and a half. Vinatale tlasme akas al reshe. You pour 300 cups of this mixture on his head. Ad derafye arise demoche. Until his head softens. Vikarla moche. You split open his head. You do open head surgery. Umayse abra tarfa de asa. You bring four hadasim leaves. Umadle kolchad kara. And you stick each one of these things under the bug that lodged itself in his forehead. And you carefully lift each one of the legs of this bug that lodged himself in its head, and you put a leaf of a hadas underneath it, and then you carefully pry the bug off of it with a what's it called, a tweezers, and then you burn this bug, because if you don't burn it, the bug is going to come back in its head. Okay, if you have nightmares tonight, don't blame me. Machar Zeb Yochanan, he's haru mizvuve shel balei rasan. Be careful about the bugs of the balei rasan. Rabbi Zera lahavi yasa bezike. And here we get into the agadata. Rabbi Zera wouldn't sit, if it was windy, Rabbi Zera wouldn't sit in the same wind path as anyone who had rasan. COVID, you might catch COVID from it. Rabbi Lazar lo ayel be'ale. He wouldn't go into the same room of somebody who had rasa. Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Asi, lo hava achli bibeid ahu mavoa. They wouldn't even eat eggs that were cooked in the same courtyard as someone who had rasa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, now we're going to learn about the great tzaddik of Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Mordechai Rav Yosef was your favorite rabbi before this. Wait till you listen to this Gemara. Here we go. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Michrech Behu, the Asik Patira. Wow. Rabbi Shimon Levi used to sit next to Bali Rasan and learn Torah at the time because he trusted in the protection of his Torah learning, that it would protect him not to get this illness called Rasa. So says Rashi. Asks Rabbi Yaakov Emden, doesn't the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Beis say that a person is not allowed to put himself in a Makom Sakana? So how could he do this? And listen to Rabbi Yaakov Emden's answer. He says, we're talking about either he was learning from the Baalei Rasan, or he was teaching Torah to the Baalei Rasan. And since a Talmud Chacham cannot go a few minutes without learning, and the only person who was there was a Baalei Rasan, it was mutter for him to do it, because otherwise he would have died. If a Talmud Chacham isn't able to learn with somebody, he would have died. That's according to Rashi. The Ritva explains, even when he wasn't being Osik B'Torah, he relied on the fact that the Schus of the Torah would protect him. Because he was a person who was Osik B'Torah Lishma, and it says in Sota Chaf Aleph, that someone who's Osik B'Torah Lishma, the Torah protects him. Says the Gemara, Omar, what does Shimon Levi say? Ayelas Ahavim V'yalas Chein. Im Chein Mala Lomdeh, if people who learn Torah, there's grace and charm on them. People like these people. People learn Torah, there's grace and charm. If there's grace and charm on them, Kal v'chomer, aguni lo megni, it's not going to protect them from illness. So you see, Rabbi said, when you learn Torah, it protects you from illness. Ki havishachiv. When is Rabbi Shimon ben Levi's time to leave this world? Amru le, so the Beis Din Shel Mala said, Amru le l'malach hamavis. So the Beis Din Shel Mala said to the Malach hamavis, Zil avad le re'use. I want you to go give Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi his last wish. So the Malach HaMavis came and showed up to Rabbi Lazar, to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Omar le, achri le duchtoy, show me my place in Gan Eden. Omar le, l'chai, okay, I agree. Omar le, before they went to Gan Eden, havli sakinach, I want you to give me your knife that you use to kill people with. Dilma mevasli b'orche, I'm afraid that maybe on the way to Gan Eden, since you're going to be holding your knife, I'm afraid that maybe we're not going to get there. You're going to scare me. Yahavan Yale. Malach HaMavis agreed. He gave him his knife. Kimata lahasa. When they got to Gan Eden, Dalye Kamachzile. So the Malach HaMavis lifted Rabbi Shimon Levi up and showed him his place in Gan Eden. Shavar v'nafalu gisa. This mamish a Disney movie like this. We showed it to the freshman last year. What did he do? He showed him his place in Gan Eden. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi jumped into his place in Gan Eden before the Malach HaMavis could kill him. Nakte bekan deglime. The Malach HaMavis held on to the corner of his garment to yank him back out of Gan Eden. Amale b'shuasa delo asina. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, I swear that I'm not coming if you try to yank me. I'm not leaving Gan Eden. Omar Kuchabrichu Yichil Ashvuasa Niheder Vilo Lona Heder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled out, if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in his lifetime ever asked to be Matir one of his Nedarim, then I'm going to be Matir this Neder also. But if he never asked in his whole life to be Matir Nedarim, then I'm not going to be Matir Neder. Well, Dafiomi coincidence, all almost Hataras Nedarim. Says the Maharal, some say that, says the Maharal, some explain that after Rabbi Shimon Levi was saved from the Malach HaMavis, he was zochet to go into Gan Eden. But the Maharal himself argues. He says, what do you mean? How could you say that there's such a thing that a person could avoid the Malach HaMavis? Rather, all the Gemara means is that he had such a big madrega that he wasn't killed by the Malach HaMavis. He was killed. Right, some say the Gemara seems to mean that he never died. He just went straight into Gan Eden when he was alive. But the Maharal says it doesn't sound like that. It just means that he was zoicha, that he wasn't killed by the Malach HaMavis. He died naturally without the Malach HaMavis, and then he got into Gan Eden. Anyway, Amalei, the Malach HaMavis said, so anyway, since Rabbi Shimon Levi had never asked in his whole life for a Hataras Nadarim, so therefore he got to stay in his seat in Gan Eden. Omar le, havli sakinoi. So the Malach HaMavis said to Rishon Levi, okay, you beat me, can you give me back my knife? Lahavi kayoivle. He didn't want to give him back the knife. Nafka bas kala v'armele, havni ale, demispe libriyasa. Give him back his knife. He needs it to kill other people. End of story. Tzvika, you got your wish. Tzvika wished his wish. Well, we're not done yet, Tzvika. We're not done yet. Machrez Elio Kame. Panu makum lebar levoy. Panu makum lebar levoy. Elio Anavi was Machrez as Rabbi Shimon Levi was coming to his seat in Gan Eden. Clear the path for Rabbi Shimon Levi. Clear the path for Rabbi Shimon Levi. Ask the Marsha, why did you say it twice? Or Mordechai, listen to this. Why did you say it twice? Says the Marsha, because tzaddikim, not only do they get their own chelik in Gan Eden, they get the chelik of a Rasha who was supposed to get that chelik and didn't get it because he messed up his whole life. Tzaddikim get a chelik, a double chelik in Eden, their own chelik and also the chelik of a Rasha who was supposed to get it. Wow. It's a Gemara in Chagiga. Chagiga Tesvav. Lachin ba'artzam Mishnah Yerasha, Pasik Yishayo. Lachin ba'artzam, they get a double portion. So that's why they said, Panu makum levar levoy, Panu makum levar levoy. Ozal, Ashkechei, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So, in Gan Eden, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi went and he found Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in Gan Eden. Davi Yosef al Talasa say, Tachtekei Pisa. He was sitting on 13 golden chairs in Gan Eden. Amalei, Atu bar Levoy. Rabbi Shimon Yochai said to him, are you the son of Levi? Amalei, Hain, guilty as charged. Nirasa Keshes Biamecha. Rabbi Shimon Yochai asked him, was there ever a rainbow in all of your days? Amalei, Hain, yes, there was a rainbow. Imkein Iyata Bar Levoy. If there was ever a rainbow in your time, so you were not Roy Felio and Avi to be Machris, Ponamokum Bar Levoy, because there was a rainbow in your time. The Mefarshim explained that it's a bad thing if a rainbow showed up in your time, because if you were such a big tzaddik, then you should have defended your generation that Hashem should have never wanted to destroy. A rainbow only shows up when Hashem wanted to kill out people and he held himself back. But if you were such a big tzaddik, you should have been mashpi on your door that there should never been a rainbow. Says the Gemara, and in reality there really wasn't ever a rainbow in the days of Rabbi Shimon Levi. He was just being modest to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Velohi, Delahavai Mide, Ella, Savala Aksat Tibusal Navshay. He didn't want to brag over the fact that he was such a big tzaddik that he defended his generation from a whole rainbow, so he lied. Wow. This is one of the things that you're allowed to lie about. That you're such a big Talmud Chacham. I just made that up on my own. I don't mean that. The Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie about how much Torah he knows. For humility, he's allowed to lie about that. So I'm wondering if that's connected. I just thought of it on the spot as I was teaching it. The Maharal says that Rav Shimon Yochai was dafka testing him to see if he was a Baal Gaiva. That's why he asked him about the keshes. And if he would have said, "Oh no, there was no keshes," I'm a big Talmud Chacham. If he would have put it on himself, so he passed the test. Now the Gemara is going to tell a story. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa tried to pull the same shtick, and it didn't work. You can't nail the Malacham Avos twice. Once Rabbi Shimon Levi pulled the shtick of the Malacham Avos, so Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Shushbine have it. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa was buddies with the Malacham Avos. You hear this? He was buddies. They were friends. Ki have Chanicha Nafshe, when it was his time to go, Amrulei, the Malacham Avos, the Zilvav Leirise. So the Bez and Shamal said to the Malcham Avos, go give him his last wish. Azal Gabev Ischazle, Amalei, Shavke Tlas and Yom Adan Hedet Hamudoy. Wow. So his request was, give me 30 days to chazer all of my learning. Why? I promise you, if this was not the week before Rosh Hashanah, I would scream the next line. So you have to imagine me screaming it. I just don't want to lose my voice. To Amre, Ashre Mi Shabola Kavet Hamudah Biyado. You got to review. Lucky is the person who comes to the next world and his learning is in his hands. Talmudo biyado.
Rabbeinu, the Gemara, we learned this Gemara Pesachim on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and that was referencing Rabbi Yosef, who was the son of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who got ill and went to Shemayim, and he came back and said, I heard them saying Shemayim Asher Mishmor.
Right, very nice. So Shavke, the Malach HaMavis gave him the 30 days. The Malach HaMavis gave him the 30 days to be able to review his learning. Labasa Tzlas and Yomin, so after the 30 days were up, Azal Vizchazi Lei, Omer Lei, Achve Lei Duchtoi, show me my place in Gan Eden. Omer Lei, L'chai, okay, I'll show you the place. Omer Lei, Havli Sakinach, he said, give me your knife. Dil Mavasli Baruch, maybe I'll get scared out of the way. Omer Lei, ah, Kechavach Bois, maybe you're trying to pull the same shtick as your friend, Rabbi Shimon Levi, I ain't going to go for that one again. Omer Lei, I see Sefer Torah, V'chazi, Mika Midik Sibbe V'lo Kiyante. So Rabbi Chanina Rabbi said, bring a Sefer Torah and point to one thing. Was there one halacha that I wasn't the kaim in my life? Did you do what Rabbi Shimon Levi did, that you were able to teach Torah even to the Bali Rasan? You didn't do that, so therefore you're not going to be zeiche to avoid me and go straight into Gan Eden. Even though Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa was not zeiche to escape the Malach HaMavis, when he died, when he died, there was a pillar of fire that surrounded him after he died to separate between him and the rest of the world. We have a tradition, only one person in the generation, or maximum two, does that happen to. Rabbi Alexandri, the Omar, Rabbi Alexandri came to him and said, get rid of this pillar of fire. He davened to get rid of it because the other Torah scholars that this didn't happen to are embarrassed. Lo Ashka, he didn't listen. Asay Bishvil Kvod Avicha, your father didn't get this. Lo Ashka. Bishvil Kvod Atzmacha, people can't get near you to bury you. Istalik. So then the pillar of fire left. Am Rabbi. Lafuki Miman Delo Kiyem. The pillar of fire surrounded him is to separate him between the people who were not Makai in the Torah like him. Am Levad Bar Masa. Lafuki Mimar. It's to separate between him and you, Abaye. Delo Islay Makal Igre, because you, Abaye, didn't build a fence around your roof. Valoi, it's not true. Mehavavi, Vahi Shaita Hu Deshad Yezika. Really, Abaye did build a fence around his roof, but the wind blew it off. Amar Chanina, Ma'in Bali Rasan, Bavel. Why are there no people sick with Rasan and Bavel? Mepnei Sheochlin Shradda, they eat beets. Veshosan Shecha Shalhizmi. They eat healthy food. If you eat healthy food, you're not going to get Bali Rasan. Plug for eating healthy. Why do no one gets tzaras and bubble? They eat beets. They show some sheikhah. They drink good beer. And they wash themselves in the Euphrates River. Hadron Allah. What's the name of this parak? Hamadiris Ishto. Okay. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Sweet.